Spring into deals for seasonal savings. Shop select 1-pint annuals for just $1. Plus, get a free additional Cobalt 40-volt 2-amp-hour battery when you buy select Cobalt 40-volt trimmer and blower combo kit. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid to 5/6. Annuals offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after his aunt died, lots of people in her family started having strange experiences. Was it her? Was she letting them know she would still be there from them on the other side?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Of course, you can also write in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and if you want access to all of our bonus material, the ad-free episodes, the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, the bonus EPP episodes, it's all there for you at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or directly through Apple iTunes, right there. Rather, Apple Podcasts. I guess I'm like 20 years behind. Apple Podcasts is where you can find that and get hooked up there. And everything changes so dramatically all the time. It's like now you can't say Twitter. And I don't even know what to even talk about with Twitter at this point.
What do you say? I'm not going to call it X. That just doesn't sound right.
Are you Xing? I mean, that sounds bad. Like...
Yeah, right. People get fired for saying that in the workplace.
I know. I just got done Xing you. Like, you did what? Like, I mean, I tweeted you something. Like, that sounds so, like X. I don't know. I don't get the whole X thing. It just, I don't know. It seems bizarre. I don't even know what to call
interesting
it.
Move, I think. Very interesting and kind of odd move.
He's not an idiot. That's for sure. So is there more to this that we're not seeing yet? I don't know. But when someone listens to this 10 years down the line, they'll be like, what are you talking about? What X?
Yeah, right.
What's a tweet? I don't know. I have no idea.
What does listening mean? I don't understand what listening is.
I'm calling it this now. Yeah, everything is changing way. Like, we thought things changed fast in the past. I can't keep up with any of this anymore. I enjoy what I do, and I'm just going to put it out there, and I'm not going to learn anything else.
It'll be even better if things go backwards and people be listening to these on gramophones.
Well, hell, did you ever think we'd be in a state where you'd walk into to Target or Walmart and there'd be a record section again?
No.
Yeah, I'm waiting when our cassette's going to come back, because I love that crisp sound of the cassette tape, especially after it's been sitting in the sun in my car for a week.
A beautiful hiss on the tape. Nothing better.
The hiss, a little bit of, you know, a little slow down there. Although half the songs today I listen to, they purposely sound like they're out of tune a little bit. Just have a vintage feel. So, okay. I don't even. And what is this concept? You got to answer this if you can. What the hell is this thing where music is just, they pitch it up a little bit and then it's like re-released as a new song?
Like, and it's constant, and it's not just once or twice with song. It's like three or four times.
It's like they pick like the whole 90s catalog and they pitch them up a little bit. So they're a little bit faster and everybody's like, oh, this is great.
It was great the first time.
And like is this an example of a generation that's just fucking clueless to anything before them? Because we've been pitching up records and cassette tapes and that forever. And you do it for like 3 seconds. Oh, it sounds like the Chipmunks. Who the hell would want to listen to this the whole way through? The answer? Pretty much no one. But apparently we're at such a desperate state for anything new that all we can do is now pitch up old music so it's a little bit faster and listen to it. It came up on our playlist and I was in a drive the other day. Some 98 Degrees song was pitched up. I'm like, what is this? Why are people doing this?
And God, we sound so old, man. We sound old.
I think I'm the voice of sanity here. What the fuck is going on? You're just pitching up old songs. You're not even adding anything. Like, I get like you're going to do it and remake it or remix it or sample it. That's there. There's some art there. You're simply pitching it up by two notches That's not creative. That's your out of shit to do if this is what we're doing.
Tony is officially sitting on his front porch, drinking a glass of lemonade, screaming out in the air.
Screaming about pitched up songs. What the fuck are you kids listening to? Yeah, that's anyway, I haven't done a rant like that for a while. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. I brought it up to the kids because I have my daughter and then I have three stepkids and all high school age for the most part. Harper is the youngest. She's 10. The other ones are all high school and up. And I brought like, what is this? Like, why are people like, oh, it just sounds good. Like they're all just like, it's like complete oblivion to like anything else. Like, well, yeah. Why not? I don't know. Cause there's actual regular music to listen to rather than just pitching up fucking Brian McKnight. Do you even know who Brian McKnight is? Like he has that song where he sounds like a chipmunk. No. Okay. I'm sure there's a lot of people going, I totally agree with you. And some are like, anyway.
Right. That is a good song. That What's your problem with it?
I don't like it with regular speed. 855-853-4802 is our number. Let's go to a call.
How you doing, Tony? It's been a long time since I called in. It was a shock to everybody. It was a sudden. She passed away in her sleep from a heart attack. She left behind a 16-year-old boy. But it's not the thing I'm trying to get at. Me, my sister, even her own son, even her own husband has been having really big experiences. Recently, I had a dream to where I was in my mom's arms and my Aunt Lisa showed up. This is maybe a week or two after her passing. I was really upset because me and my Aunt Lisa were really close. I had a dream that I was in my mom's arms and my Aunt Lisa showed up. And I said, Aunt Lisa, what are you doing here? She says, what do you mean? And I said, what are you doing here? I said, you're gone. You're gone. What are you doing here? You're dead. She goes, Emma, let me tell you something right now. She goes, hon, no matter what happens, I'll always be here to help you through life. And I woke up and I was sitting on I was sitting up in my bed, Indian style, talking down the hallway to someone that wasn't even there. Told my sister this. My sister said she had a dream that my aunt was laying up and on the couch. And my sister walked up to her and said, Lisa, what are you doing here? You know, you're not supposed to be here. And she goes, she told my sister, she goes, hun, I know I'm gone. I'm not happy about it. I've left a lot of stuff unfinished. She started crying and my sister started crying and she said, Elise, I love you and I miss you. Can you give me a hug? My sister woke up and she said it was ice cold around her and she felt like someone was hugging her. My Aunt Lisa's son had the same thing. He's 16 years old. He said he woke, you know, he had a dream. He was walking down the hallway and he looked into the kitchen with his dad and there was his mom. And they started, you know, dancing up and down. They was happy to see her. And they started crying. And he said, Mom, what are you doing here? You know, you passed away. What are you doing here? And she goes, hon, I've told you once and I'll tell you again and I'll tell you right now. No matter whatever happens to me, I'll always be here to watch you. And there's this thing that he told me. He really hasn't told nobody else. His father, when his father lays in his chair asleep, his mom usually comes in at night and wakes her husband up and tells him, well, you know, go ahead and go back to, well, come on, let's go to bed. And he said it's happened almost every night now that he'll be passing on this, you know, his chair, falling asleep, and somebody will come and shake him in the arm. And he'll look around, nobody's there, and he won't think nothing of it and goes right back to sleep. And then he'll wake back up by somebody violently shaking him, trying to get him to wake up, and he'll look around and nobody's there. My cousin told me today that he's heard his mother walking up and down the hallway, and his mother is gone, and my Aunt Lisa has passed away for almost a month and a half now. And, you know, he'll hear her walk through the house and stuff. And he says it scares him, but, you know, he said he knows it's his mom. I told him tonight, maybe, you know, since it was such a sudden death like that, and, you know, everybody in the family's taking it really hard, which they have. It was out of the blue. No one expected it. She seemed like she was a healthy young lady, but things happen for a reason, I guess. But we've all experienced something in this family, including my cousins that were close to her. I think the way it is she's come to every one of us at some point in our time since she's passed away to tell us that, you know, she's still here and she's got unfinished business. I think unfinished business is her 16-year-old boy. You know, she left at a, she was 48 years old. And I think that's the reason she's staying by is because of her husband and her son. He's 16. I think maybe once she sees that he's able to go on, she'll pass on. But a week before her passing, she took a selfie of herself, and she had a beautiful, it looked like a halo around her head. And I can send you the picture if you like. But it's only happened to one other person. It was a small boy, and he died within a week of the photo being taken as well. But her son also told me a week before she passed away, she was talking to my grandfather, her father, who's been dead for almost 9 years. And she's also talking to her husband's brother, who was just passed away last year. And she says it didn't scare her, but it was more like her just talking to him, you know. But, you know, we kind of made the connection tonight, maybe that they knew she was getting ready to go, but she didn't. And, you know, she said that before she passed away, she told her son that it was just normal conversation that she would have. But almost everybody, cousins, of her nieces and nephews of my Lisa's, have had experience of where they're sitting up and talking to someone as they wake up, as if my Aunt Lisa's right there. They've had experiences where they'll wake up and they're crying because, you know, they had a dream about their Aunt Lisa. He's been gone, and they'll feel like somebody is wrapping their hands around them, and they say it's really cold, and they can feel somebody holding on to them. But I figured I'd call him since I haven't called him for a long time to tell you that it's still been rough. I really do love my aunt. I miss my aunt. I know she's still around here, but thanks for letting me call in. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that story. Interesting how almost all of them in the family got the same message of, I'm always going to be here for you no matter what. It wasn't just one person going and saying, hey, I got this really weird dream last night. Here's what they said. It was corroborated by multiple people at once.
Exactly. And I think he kind of came to the realization himself that what he probably was thinking was maybe the case, that she was coming around just to say, hey, this is kind of sudden. I know it. You may not think I'm around, but I will always be here with you. So Sounds like they had these experiences, but they're all relatively level-headed about maybe what was going on there.
Yeah, I agree. I think I would probably be doing the same thing. Like, I'm always going to be here with you unless you start listening to that sped up fucking music. Then I'm out the door, you assholes. Yeah. You like the show, become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com, patreon.com/realghoststories, or through Apple Podcasts. Get ad-free episodes, the advanced episodes, the archive, EPP bonus episodes. It's all there for you. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.